Ronald, good evening. First of all, your performance from your team. Let's get that out of the way. We know you've lost, but what did you think of your team's performance?
Yeah, it's difficult again to tell that the performance was okay, not good enough, because when it's good enough, you don't lose. But we start well the game in a different system, but the system we know, and of course we had a problem in the morning because Ryan Betton was ill, and but I decide to play out of that system with Maya on that position. I think the start in the game was good. The better team, the dominated team, maybe in the last part to attack and to create, not really that quality what you need to score, but there was nothing to do, and one big mistake in our ball position behind, I think it was between Davis and Maya, gave them the space to score the goal. And again, the second half, the start was good. We make the 1-1, and that's my critics to the team, why we drop back after the 1-1. Because we gave them time and to control the game again, and one shot more on target, it's 2-1. But we did everything in the last 20 minutes. The players showed the spirit, but you need a little bit more luck in your life at the moment, and chances, good shots. Of course, the goalkeeper did some good saves, header on the post, maybe yes or no penalty. But that's part of football. You know that my experience is like that sometimes everything is running away from you. Mm. And we have to accept that, and we have to keep working. But enough positive things, but it's hard to say after the defeat of today.
Yeah, you, again, in similar matches, like you said, you started well, and then a mistake gets cost. You are being punished for all the mistakes that are being made at the moment, and you need that to end quickly. Either the mistakes end or the bad luck ends when you've made them.
Yeah, but it starts already a little bit in the first half, which two mistakes of Oriol, and the situation at the moment is not like that. Everybody is full of confidence, full of belief, and if we do that kind of mistakes, it looks like that we lost a little bit confidence in ourselves, and that makes the opponent stronger, and that's sometimes difficult to explain why, because after that, the third big mistake in our ball position is 1-0 down.
You did start the second half so well. You obviously got to half-time thinking, well, we need to win the game, so I need to go back to four at the back. So do you look back now and think, with Campbell up front not doing it, I didn't need to go three at the back at the start? Do you wish you'd started 4-3-3?
Yeah, but I think the system of the first half is a very good system. They had many problems. They had to change the way how they played on the midfield, because about that, out of that system. But if you don't score, if you make a mistake, yeah, and it's not about system. Even in a different system, we are doing that kind of mistakes, and they are too good. They are too good to punish you for that kind of mistakes.
Did you get enough out of the last 15 minutes when your team, to be fair, and we said in the radio commentary, you know, if anything, at least you want to see the team ending on a high and taking something into Wednesday. It was important to finish with a rousing, at least had a go, didn't they?
Yeah, of course. We deserved a goal, but you don't get always what you deserved out of the game. But that's sometimes difficult to explain why the ball is on the post, why the shot is saving by the goalkeeper, and why they have one shot on target and it's goal. And sometimes they are more clinical. That's also the reason that the difference is, but it's also about confidence. If you look to both teams, they are more confident. They are more confident in what they are showing, and we are a little bit more struggling, and that makes yourself sometimes difficult.
Do you feel that the mistakes and the confidence on needs an injection of blood into the squad? Do you still want to bring somebody in to boost the squad in this month now, which looks difficult?
Okay, it's difficult because you have to recognize we are playing without Jay Rodriguez, we are playing without Graziano Pellan. Normally, when they have the level, they are scoring players, and of course, and maybe Graziano will come back for Wednesday, and Jay will take more time, but of course, we are talking with the board about what we have to do to change this situation.
And just finally then, no panic, two big games this week, so everyone needs to stay calm, don't they, and just get ready for Wednesday and Saturday, because it's a huge week, isn't it?
Yes, of course, there is no panic, but of course you have to be worried about the last few weeks, because we need a win. And that's very important, that that starts Wednesday, and we knew it's a big week coming up before this game, and we have not the result what we want, and then we have to change that for Wednesday.